KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, 10-4JBM. Go ahead, Patrick.
I'm back. Got done now. I'm trying to get out, back out on the road.
Pat, you down towards Greer, or you headed back up the mountain already?
I'm over here in Brea on White Horse right now at the Walmart.
At that area within the next few minutes, the traffic going to get even worse.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying.
You should try that pot and see if it helped any at all with the radio.
To be honest with you, I haven't done anything with that radio. It's sitting in the box.
Tomorrow, you got plans tomorrow evening?
I don't think so, but I'm not 100% sure yet. I'll have to let you know.
You know, I'm interested in trying that Simplex on Fusion, see if it makes a difference.
Do that, and we'll give it a try. The physical therapy today, is that what you're doing?
Running some errands before I head up to the Legion and have to go grab a computer and do some work on a computer because I do work on computers on the side.
Dad, I forgot y'all had that going on tonight.
Or not.
People come to that?
Every time I've been up there, it's been a pretty well full house.
Before my mom passed away, I'd go with her on Friday nights, and it was always a packed house.
Going up there, it gives me something to do besides sitting at the house and breaks up the redundancy of working on computers and doing stuff on the computer and gives me something else to do that keeps me out of trouble.
Pat.
You're over that way towards Berea and all. Have you ever tried to see if you can hit Thermal Belt from there? I'm just wondering how far the range is on it.
I don't know. I've tried. I can flip it over there right quick and try it.
Well, I'm on the backside of Greenville right now, so I can't even hear Thermal Belt. I'm out of range, I know.
I would be, too. Gary gets into it, but he's got a set of beams he can spin around and do it.
You're not that far from me, and Gary can simplex with me on 7 to 14 watts, and I don't have to take it but 25 for him to copy me.
Take it, and I'll be back. KO4HKX. Hit it from where I'm at right now.
Roger. I heard it key up, but I never heard you come over it.
And 15, 20 watts right now, too, so.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking about the radio that is in the truck, though. It's got 65 watts. I might actually be able to hit in this one from here. I can hit it, but not clear enough on the car, which I can only run 50 watts on, but I usually have it dialed back to 25.
Let's run this radio right here on medium power, which, like I said, 15, 20 watts, I don't remember. So, and leave it there. I don't mess with it a whole lot on that one.
I do with the 5100 and the cars. I put it on medium and I let it run on that. But here in the truck, usually I'm down in holes or somewhere that most people don't go when I'm in the truck, so I just leave it set on high power.
With what my setup in here is, people can hear me when I can't hear the repeater, so why turn the power up?
Cabin there.
I'm running my Kenwood D710G.
DM with KO4HKX. I tested up Highway 11 around the face of Glassy before I can actually get into the Thermal Belt repeater.
Tested once I get on the other side of Traveler's Rest on the Thermal Belt, and you can key the repeater, but you can't carry on a conversation. Once you cross the state line, you pretty much lose everything but the 6-4 right through there for a little ways. I mean, you can't hit the 285, the 330 machine, the 610. None of those three can you get in a certain spot up through there.
Lock that thing at times because I know that it says no PL tone, but then sometimes I have to have a PL tone to get in.
285. they've got a special event going on or something like that, they will put a PL tone on it.
Okay. I just know the other day I tried to jump on it, and it wouldn't let me in. Then I went to my other one for it that's got the PL tone, and it let me right in.
Call, so let me hop off here. I'll holler back at you in a few minutes, maybe. KO4HKX, clear.
Standing by.
We're JBM, KO4HKX. KO4HKX, mobile.
KF Tokyo mobile.
Ken, hope you're having a good day, or had a good day.
How about yourself? Are you getting back in your truck?
I am in it now. Heading home.
Okay. That radiator lasts a while.
Another 120,000 out of it.
Use one that used to last 500.
Using cheaper material to make them out of.
Or to do it, right? You riding along today?
Good day. And I get along good. We laugh and cut up and had a good time. Sold some stuff and fought with the computer not working and just, you name it.
Good. It like it got busy towards the end of the day. They trying to order a bunch of stuff. I guess we got visitors coming in next month trying to spruce up and everything. So I had to make a big trip, stop at 3 or 4 places on the way.
Wait till somebody's coming to spruce up, though, isn't it?
The impression of something that's not true.
I'm not heading into Greenville on 25.
In heavy traffic there down at Highway 14, I just turned on that Memorial Drive and come the back way. I didn't even bother with Wade Hampton.
Traffic yesterday there, 45 minutes to get up to the fuel place.
Ridiculous.
If I get on 290, it's the same way.
We're saying on the news how there's several counties in South Carolina where the quality of life is going down because all the people moving in, you know what I mean? It's, you know, running off all the people that made the town. You can't hardly live here. That's why the daughter don't live here.
It's happening everywhere, not just here.
I saw where they wanted to charge you a tax for moving down here, calling it a Yankee tax. And it's like, man, that almost sounds prejudiced.
Yeah, they're going to get that done. That definitely, somebody has something to say about that.
290 is about empty. I can't believe it.
The rain, KO4HKX.
Over here yet.
Sprinkle over here. We'll see. Maybe I get home before it gets too bad. But it doesn't look good.
Over this way, but no rain yet. Had to make a left right there at that red light.
Right through there. I'm surprised they haven't put to where you can't make a left during certain times of the day.
It used to be a side street that came up the other side of that daycare, and they did away with it and asked us what we thought, and it's like, man, you're going to really mess up if you don't put a turning lane in. They did it anyway.
Do away with that. My guess is because people were running through the fence with the kids playing over there.
Out there, and there's just so many, you know, there's like 2 or 3 little roads that come in right there, and it just was making it really bad, but... You know, I mean, you used to get just shoot down through there, but now you can't. But I'm pulling in the driveway, so I'm going to say drive careful in the rain. Tell Miss Elise we said hey, and maybe I can catch you over the weekend. KN4 TFW.
See you this afternoon. You make sure to tell Miss Susan we say hello, and we'll try to catch you over the weekend. KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring 73.
N4ZLK. Hey, Patrick.
Same to you, Shane.
Hey, Shane, sorry about the delay there. I was taking me a sip of something to drink right quick.
Not knowing me. Oh, that's all right. You last night.
I thought you was working last night, so I didn't think if I'd have known, I wouldn't have done it.
No problem. I had my phone already on silent. I just happened to look at it to see the time. I saw you had texted. I was already in bed.
Somebody texts or calls, and they got to know how to get through it.
Truck out of the shop. I hope it, hope everything goes well. Did you say you use Pitt's truck service?
Yes. They're customers of mine, so I try to spread things around. I've got a couple others I've let do things just here and there. Just they do business with me, so I try to return the favor.
First thing, what is it, Tuesday morning?
On Monday afternoon. You're talking about Joey's truck repair over on Old Pendleton on Wednesday morning.
You said something about being around Legacy School and trying to get out of there before the school traffic got in.
Day 4 KFW monitoring.
Welcome back, Ken, KO4HKX. And Shane, that's Tuesday morning. That's just another shop that's right across the street. And you got to get out of there or you're not going to get out.
Sorry, I'm passing one of those LED signs that does a lot of distortion. Hey, Ken, welcome back.
I walk in with the pup before the rain starts.
Because it's raining up here already.
I spread. I've gone through a couple of sprinkle showers. But I don't think we're supposed to get a widespread rain tonight. Maybe just a few localized showers here and there.
Shane?
Yep, that's where I'm headed. And, my dog and I took our walk earlier this morning. It was beautiful out today.
A nice day up till right now, and it's still not bad.
Down into the 50s tonight, so it'll be perfect working weather.
Down and radio on?
The window down. Well, maybe around the yards, but not going down the interstate.
For double.
Pull a set of doubles from Granger to Spartanburg, probably a single down to Atlanta, and then I'll pull doubles back up.
Passed in the morning by a UPS pulling a couple of doubles going up towards Spartanburg.
Hey, I passed going the other way, both directions. There's a lot of us on the road at nighttime.
And over here, the guy next door drove for UPS, but I don't guess I even remember what his name was.
My neighbor that he retired doing this from in Alabama, and he moved up here when he retired.
Cheaper down there. Did we lose Patrick?
No, I'm still here, but I got something beeping. I'm trying to figure out what it is.
Radiator sensor.
Truck's behind me, so it's not the truck.
Go. I'm almost at the building here. I'll be back on later, probably. If I don't talk to you, you'll have a good weekend. Drive safely home, Patrick, and say hello to the wives for me. N4ZLK.
Hey, Shane. Have a good evening. Stay safe out there, KO4HKX.
Awesome evening. Drive safe. KN4KFW.
Being down there yet?
I don't have a raincoat on or an umbrella one. Dog must think it's rain, going to get ready to rain pretty quick because she's not wasting any time on her walk.
Oh, that's dumb, isn't it?
You know, because she's out in front of me. If she ever hears thunder, boy, I'll be falling all over trying to get back to the house.
Hey, Ken, stand by for a minute. I'm going to pull over here and see if I can figure out what this is right quick. KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, KO4PXB. Checked her blinker fluid.
KN4KFW.
Hey, sir, how are you?
Traffic was starting to get heavy, but it wasn't bad on the interstate, but that don't mean anything. It's Friday.
All too well in truth about that, because it can go from great to stupid in a minute, or even less.
Behind somebody on a side road, and they were all over the road, back and forth, and in the median, and off, and then stopping at streets that didn't have stop signs, and so she was laid back, and the person behind him was having a fit, trying to get around her, beeping at her.
I truly do not understand people like that, just think the driving's all just for them and nobody else matters.
Right. Well, they'll get their turn because that car that was all over the road turned and they turned right behind it. So hopefully they got to see what the problem was.
And one thing we also have to be very careful about, because you don't know what could set a person off and just make them have major road rage.
Getting a couple of those, you know, dash cams, just the way people are nowadays, they stop in front of you, or like you said, you could set them off, you know what I mean, and you don't have nothing to defend yourself.
I could put a way to figure out how to get a 50 cal on top of them on turret. That would definitely solve the road rage moment.
For decoration.
Probably catch unwanted attention, too.
It's not illegal.
Unfortunately, you go pointing at somebody, then they're going to have definitely report you 10 times over.
We're over it. Just let them know that you got it.
A good idea. But my wife would also have a fit putting the pole in the top of the vehicle, or even just mounting something on top like that. But it would be funny.
Say.
And also how I would handle that at work, because we can't have weapons even in the parking lot.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Hey, Skeks, I'm back, guys.
Sure.
Plenty of that. Camera system's beeping for some reason.
The hard drive or something's full that normally does all the recordings.
It's not important, so I'm going to drive on until I get where I'm going.
All over the dog, so it must be thunder or something close by.
That I've seen or heard yet.
Hey, we made it back to the house. So you guys have an awesome evening and drive safe out there. And I'll try to catch you guys down the log. KN4 TFW 73.
KO4
HKX. KO4 PX speed. Yeah, I made the joke about checking the blinker fluid when you were out, seeing what the alarm was about.
I just got up and walked in the back of the truck.
Figured you were outside the vehicle.
Still hear me? I didn't get any of that last one, and it's probably me.
It's KO4 PXB. Yeah, I figured you were outside the truck when I made that comment.
Inside the truck? I just walked to the back of the truck. There's a pass-through in the cab. All I have to do is spin around and walk through the cab into the box.
Yeah, that definitely makes it nice to keep from having to walk through the bad weather.
It does that, but I still have to do it because most of these guys are scared to get wet.
Yeah, there's just nothing else to say about that, but okay, sirrah, sirrah.
But Lloyd, I am almost to the top of the mountain and I'm losing a repeater, so I'm going to go ahead and clear out of the way. You be safe on the rest of your trip, and look forward to talking to you on down the log. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 73.
Please be careful. It's KO4 PXB.
SKD, this indeed clear. PLX Mobile monitoring. PLX, I hope I got that right. This is KC4SKD. Name is Larry.
You're right. KV4SQE N6CLX.
LX. Yeah, mine's call is Kilo Charlie 4 Sierra Kilo Delta. Just Headed home after an aggravating day at the office. I gotta go let my brain cool off a little bit. What little I got left.
It's KC4. K. I don't know. Me too. I'm just leaving work and my brain is fried after this week. And the call is November 6th, Charlie Lima X-ray.
Stations in there. If there is the other station, go ahead. Yeah, but anyway, I do IT work, and some days are, you know, you have good days, and then there are better days. Today was just a crazy day.
Good day compared to yesterday, but I'm just still recovering from yesterday and the rest of the week. But that's what they made the weekend for.
I get to do a little different work. If the weather's not too bad, I get to rotate tires on the car. You know, not exactly exciting, but at least it's something different other than working on computers.
Turn here, get on the 85, the NASCAR Raceway.
I used to take 85 to and from work, but one day I got caught when they had an accident and they shut the interstate down, and I sat there going nowhere for an hour and 45 minutes. And I said, I think I need to change my route.
I'm usually going against the traffic. I work in Spartanburg, other side of Spartanburg, and live in Greenville County, so I'm usually just going to whatever the speed the traffic's flowing at.
I were people getting out of their cars and walking around. I mean, you just absolutely couldn't go anywhere. And I told one guy, I said, I'm glad they went to the bathroom before I left the office.
That would be a complete aggravation.
Anyway, I'm supposed to go eat with a couple of high school friends tonight. We're going to a little barbecue place over outside of the town there. Hadn't seen them in a while.
Help my wife prepare dinner, and then we're going to have hopefully a relaxed.
Better weather tomorrow, so I think they say we could have showers, but we just have to do what we can. And one thing is, I'm not getting enough exercise, so hopefully I can put my bike on the training stand on the garage and ride it while I watch TV. I need to do that more.
And here now, over here by Highway 9 and the interstate.
Well, I've been watching. They're working on the Swamp Rabbit Trail, building some real fancy bridges for it. So it'd be neat when they get all that done. You can get on, I think, down at the I-Car place and go all the way to Traveler's Rest. It seemed like that's what you're supposed to be able to do.
I hope to be able to do that some one of these days.
Man, I talked to one guy, I said, it will happen. Of course, that was 10 years ago, but they sure are spending an awful lot of money on it.
By the way, name here is Mike. 5 o'clock sure came quick today.
Really bad location. I hope you can hear me.
Coming through fine.
I think enough to repeat her that well. It's very, very scratchy. Give me just a minute. KC4SKD.
SKD N60LX, so I'm here.
KC4SKD.
Not better, but you never went away. I have a feeling my antenna's the same way. It's weak on receive for some reason.
What happened there, but anyway, I'm going through downtown Greenville now, but what were we talking about? The Swamp Rabbit Trail, is that the last subject?
And I don't know. Maybe I'll get some radio work done this weekend. I don't know. Seems like I always have other things to do.
I told my wife, I said, listen, unless something just breaks, let's don't try doing any more major projects. I just want to, I'd like to get where I could enjoy the weekend rather than working all through the weekend.
I understand. I started projects that, you know, just because they had to be done, but it seems like I've got all sorts of projects that are half done. I just need to get some of those finished up. I'm tired of this.
We did put up some neat-looking lamppost lights out in the yard. One of them was already there, and we added two. That made it look kind of neat. We had lights on the corner of the house, and as you well know, they draw a lot of bugs in the summertime. So we said, let's just take them off and put the light out away from the house and let it draw bugs away from the house.
Good idea. I like trying to do a little amateur astronomy once in a while, and there's so many lights going up around here, it's just almost useless now.
Stars at one time was when I was on an aircraft carrier way out in the Atlantic, and it was clear one night. You look up, you can see the Milky Way very well.
Brother-in-law is in a fairly dark sky, so I like to go down to his place. I don't have any decent telescope, at least I'll do it by naked eye. And, you know you're in a fairly good dark place when you look up and you see a light moving and you realize, that's a satellite.
And I remember as a kid, there was a comet. This was in the mid-70s, a comet that was visible out the back window of the house for several nights. And I'd get up like 2 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock. You could look out and see that comet. Thought that was kind of cool.
Was that one Cohotec? I remember it. I don't know if I ever saw it or not.
Yeah, it looked like a giant V in the sky. I thought that was the neatest thing. I had no way to take a picture of it.
I went back in the early 90s. I got a picture of that one.
Stories I heard is when I was in high school, we had an eclipse, and it was at lunchtime. And at the end of the eclipse, there was this young lady walked in, this little dot right in the middle of my eye. She said, I watched the whole eclipse. No sunglasses, no protection whatsoever. I've often wondered what happened to that young lady after that.
Joined the Navy and was made the lookout.
I hate to cut it short, but I'm getting caught in a bunch of traffic here. I better put this mic down before I end up being the statistic.
Well, don't do that, and I'll mind my P's and Q's out here, too. N6CLX, I'll be monitoring.
CLX, hope you have a good rest of your day and a good weekend. KC4SKD.